Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sisters Quay's Blog Talk Radio Show. Tonight we have our author spotlight, and joining us on the show is Dr. Yvette Harris. Yvette, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Latrice. I am excited about this opportunity, and I just thank you for choosing me to come and talk on your show this evening.
Oh, you are so welcome. It's a pleasure. So tell us about your contribution to The Woman Behind the Mask, Identifying the Woman Hidden.
You know, it is how it happened is I'm grateful, I'm thankful, and it is rather funny. I was literally just relaxing on my sofa, and a message came through and asked about being a co-author. I said yes, and here we are. It's my first time. It's my first time authoring a while it being a nonfiction novel, a nonfiction book. My first time authoring a book. I've written a dissertation, but not a book. So I am excited about this opportunity and to hear what not only myself but the other collaborative authors have written and how it will change the lives of all who read it.
Okay. Could you elaborate on the story, on maybe a little bit about the story without giving too much away, your story is?
Mm-hmm. My story is about a woman who became a child, who became a woman, who eventually took off a mask. It dates back to my being 8 years old and goes up through last year. And so now the work that is involved is not only, as I say in the book, keeping the mask off, but even releasing it from my hands.
Mhm. Okay.
And so
okay.
One of the things, you know, just life. Life.
Mhm.
And
life happens.
And yeah, life happens, and in a part of my chapter I talked about how it was for a while for me it was mask on, mask off, mask on, mask off, like the Karate Kid.
Mhm. absolutely. So what would you say attracted you to this collaboration novel with Nakia Evans?
You know, I had seen Nakia working with Arania a couple times. I have never met either one face-to-face, but the fact that Nakia would step out and do something as bold as helping to write a book and bringing a group of women together to write a book, to put something in the earth that will be meaningful and that would be impactful, I'm just grateful and honored to be on this project. And she's just continuing. When you think about people writing books and magazines, she is moving through her career and ministry and putting it in print. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. What is the message that you hope that the readers and listeners will be able to walk away with as they read The Woman Behind the Mask, Identifying the Hidden?
It is my hope that all who read it are doing some introspection, and for whatever issues that they are facing in their life, that, A, they would be vulnerable enough to ask for help, so that when they walk outside their door, they are the same person that they are behind their door when they live.
Absolutely.
That is my hope.
I like that.
They don't have to put on a mask to go outside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful. That is beautiful. And true statement too. So how did you feel after you shared your story?
It felt good to get it out, and it felt good to allow God to flow through me, because I originally started to pull a piece from a paper that I had written in school. And as the days and weeks went on, I began to just realize that that wasn't what I was supposed to talk about. That even though that particular paper, I opened up some things about my life, that that wasn't the way I was supposed to share it.
Okay, great. So how can our readers learn more about you and connect with you on social media?
So I am on Facebook personally, but I also I own and operate a business, edrconsulting.net,
okay.
And you can connect with me on Facebook at EDR Consulting Services. I'm on Instagram, and I will be putting up my business Instagram page, EDR Consulting Services. And I'm also, like I said, personally, Yvette Harris. That's me on social media. And I'm on LinkedIn as well, Yvette Harris. I'm working on the Twitter page, but I think I'm gonna let some other folks handle Twitter for now.
Don't be afraid of Twitter. I know everyone, you know, you just find your voice and find your audience and just go where they are, one step at a time.
Yes, and I just, with the projects and with my business, I'm really using social media more for business than I am socially, so.
Absolutely. Do you know when the novel is releasing? Do you know of the release date yet?
Yes, we want everyone to support us. Our release date, we are so excited. It is going to be September 9th, and we are also having a launch party on September 9th. It is going to be in North Carolina, in Charlotte, North Carolina. So we are excited about that, and it is going to be at the Sheraton. We do have a new location. It is going to be at the Sheraton, yes, and but the date is still the same on Saturday, September 9th, and what we are doing, it is at the Four Points by Sheraton, Charlotte-Pineville. That address is 9705 Littner Drive, L-I-L-E-I-T-N-E-R, in Pineville, North Carolina, and the event will be taking place from 6 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, September 9th.
All right, you guys heard it here. Make sure you go out and support these beautiful women, these black women who've come together to empower, educate, and inspire. Come out and support them. Yvette, congratulations. I hope
that
this opens up doors for more.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Well, that's our show. You guys support her, engage with her, and even maybe, hey, who knows, you may even need her to do some business with you.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to serving.
Okay. All right now.
All right.
Well, you have a beautiful evening and be safe.
Thank you, Latrice, and you do the same. Bye-bye.
All right now. Bye-bye.